This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. We're very suspicious people here at Agenda 21 Radio. We're suspicious about you. Are you exceptional enough to be exceptional as an American? Well, if you're listening to this radio show, that's a qualifier right there. Welcome aboard. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on, as you know. Talking in the last hour about what is going on with Donald Trump. He is now supporting Orange County, which is an incredible thing, the Orange County supervisors, and their plight against Jerry Brown, believe it or not. Their plight against Jerry Brown, and, the struggle is going to continue because we have New California. Now, with us right now is our very own Chris Street, who's going to be filling us in on so many of the blanks that are going on, specifics. He's down there in Orange County. He knows exactly what's going on. Former treasurer of the County of Orange. He can give us all the inside scoop and information. Chris, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and tell us a little bit about what is going on there. I mean, it's just chaos, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's really chaos, Paul. The funny part is on the national scene, you actually have this nullification of California. I mean, as if that wasn't the biggest joke, because there is no such thing as nullification, which is California trying to nullify the Constitution and the federal government by saying they can have sanctuary cities and sanctuary state. You know, Orange County is complying with the law. But the funny part, Paul, it's all over the national media that Orange County is confronting, you know, California. What was really going on Tuesday, the real action was 2,500 people showed up at a supervisors meeting, county supervisors meeting, and absolutely raised hell about the idea of moving the homeless from the San Ana River to parks, next to parks and playgrounds in cities in Orange County. Now, that really got the citizenry up with tar and feathers.
Well, you know, I find it interesting because I was listening to one of the supervisors saying that last year, as early as last year, they actually came up with a plan for where to actually place. They put out some surveys and so on, and the the citizenry that's so up in arms now said, yeah, we can put them in, what, the Great Park? Is that what it's called now, El Toro Marine Base? They can put them out there, and everything will be
it's
fine.
It's a matter of where you're going to put them. The Great Park happens to be an old huge naval air station, and the County of Orange is renting, and I want to use that word again, renting all of the runways to store RVs and other types of activity. You know, the idea was you're going to put them, you know, next to those runways. They'll steal everything that's on those runways and all the RVs. So now they want to put them off to the side of the Great Park, which happens to be next to county land, next to a public park. That gets people mad when they see their, you know, children playing next to transients, just kind of hanging around looking like they're opportunists.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the I guess the question is, and that's in Irvine. What about in Huntington Beach? And there was also a Laguna Niguel.
Well, that's right. There's a park in Huntington Beach. Just same thing. There's a park in, you know, I guess you'd call it, you know, sustainable environment park. You know, it's just this kind of down the gully. And on the side of it, you know, there's a flat area. They, you know, you have a flat area, and next to that, you have a playground. You know, that's where the county decided it would be perfect to put these. Transients is kind of a nice word, because when they cleaned this place up down by the river,
right,
they found 13,950 used hypodermic needles for the community of 700. I would say that's a pretty active drug trade. What do you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. You know, when I was down there, it was pretty obvious that there was a lot of that kind of going on. But there's also people down there that had some means about themselves, and they couldn't find any place to rent or go in Orange County for shelter, to rent a home or anything.
Well, I'm actually very empathetic to the homeless, because they're, you know, families that get displaced, people lose their job and such like that. But the stuff down by the river, they actually had sort of property rights, and they would beat the hell out of anybody that came down there, because, and you had some, you know, people were building sort of shanty towns. It looked like favelas you'd see in Mexico or you'd see in Brazil.
Yeah.
So it was really kind of, you know, they weren't just, these weren't, you know, people that were displaced. These were folks that sort of, you know, thought they had property rights.
Yeah, they settled in. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. A lot of them had settled in. Some of this stuff, I noted, I talked to this one couple who had really a pretty good income but couldn't find any place to live. I think they had other issues going on. But the I looked inside their little tent there, and not little, by the way. It's quite spacious. They had taken up a fair amount of land, property there.
Living off the land.
They were living right off the land. And inside they had fairly good accoutrements. They had a couch that looked pretty clean, pretty new. And, of course, you couldn't find lights. Everything was by candlelight and everything else. But I found it very, very interesting. So you did have those that were actually settling in. But the big thing, I think, with all of it, now, in Orange County, you've got how many thousands is estimated to be homeless in Orange County right now?
Well, I believe that the count in Orange County, I'm going to say it's about 16,000. The count in L.A. County is 57,000.
Yeah. I'll tell you, shocker amongst shocker. You know, as you know, Chris, I've driven down there, three times in Orange County in the last month or so, month and a half. And it is amazing to me, because I've driven through Los Angeles every time. There's just more people every time you drive down there. It's just like it's growing week by week by week. Are they starting to experience that in Orange County right now?
Well, Paul, you know, think about, there's two reasons. One is there's hard times, except that was more like 2008, 2010, you know, there were a lot less of them then than there are now. What there are now is that the social justice warriors have made the homeless have civil rights. They have the right to, you know, to lay themselves out on any basic street after 8 o'clock at night. That is, you know, a law in California, and Orange County to move these poor victims. It's always poor victims, right? You know, there was tons of drug trade. There was tons of crime going on there. You know, they knew there were criminal elements in it, and they were having a hell of a good time. But to move those 700 people, they had to agree to put them in 400 hotel rooms at a cost of $780,000 a month, and to agree to build a $90 million transitional housing center. And none of these people ever transitional housing. I mean, this is a business, and these people have figured out that they can basically pitch a tent and live there free and bank the money.
Well, you know, that's just it. It's the social justice warriors, because you alluded to certain California laws that has actually helped to enable this behavior under the Brown administration.
It's become a business, Paul, and there's all these social workers involved in it. You know, it's sort of like a dysfunctional California's full employment. Now, if you're an illegal alien and you get arrested and you steal $999, it's catch and release.
Right.
So, I mean, when you add those two issues, you can steal $999 and nobody takes you to jail.
Yeah.
That makes it phenomenal to have people literally living on the street looking for their $999 score.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Chris Street right now, and I think we've really hit upon something really, really big, and that is the business of being a social justice warrior in California's new business model, which I think is all about government and government assistance. See, government growing in California as if it needs to grow, but it's deliberately being done, and they're using human beings to do it. Could there be the trafficking in human flesh and slavery next? Stay with us. We're talking to Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. We're talking about, actually it's kind of interesting, a little spin-off about the business model for the government of the state of California, which is all about human beings and creating crises after crises in which we can handle those human beings, and government's going to come to the rescue. Chris, I think that's sort of a fair estimate of what we're seeing, isn't it? Government solving all the problems of humanity.
Well, you silly conservatives go out there and talk about, you know, business versus the private sector and the public sector. You're just a bunch of silly goose. The bottom line is that the liberals have figured out the biggest business on the planet. Instead of making widgets, they take care of people. They make people homeless and it becomes a business. California has one third, grab your 10 and 2, one third of all of the Obama signups. It has one third of all of the Medicaid signups, and it has 27% of all of America's welfare. This is a wonderful money-making machine, and you conservatives don't know how to access it, so obviously you're just jealous.
Yeah, great envy going on there.
It is, Paul. Can you believe that, you know, people talk about Pelosi? I mean, that woman brings home the bacon. Not to you. She takes your bacon, but her buddies, they get bacon.
It's extortion gone crazy. I mean,
they make you supposedly feel bad that you're not being extorted more. The shame of not giving them what they want. You know, isn't this like a 4 and 5 year old, you know, that just says no, the defiance? They really are angry at you for being selfish because they need to live better. You know, Nancy Pelosi, she lives in a big house. Costs money to live in a big house. She's a rich lady.
Yeah, it's amazing how rich she is. Okay, so the bigger question is, what's going to combat this industry, really, because that's really what it is out here, this industry that's taking up, so much of our resources? What are we going to do to stop that?
Well, Paul, you cannot stop it. What you can do is you can grow your way out of it, and that's what Trump's doing. You can never save money in government and cut the deficit, because the money they'll save is actually things like defense, you know, things you actually need.
Right.
They won't cut that which, you know, they should cut. What you've got to do is grow the economy out. It takes a 1.3% increase in GDP for 20 years, and you completely amortize away the national debt. And, you know, Trump's, you just had almost a 3% growth. Remember, that's up from Obama. It averaged 1.6%. So, you know, 2.9% growth wasn't considered like raging growth, but compared to Barack Obama, it's incredible growth.
So growing your way out of this for California, what does that look like?
California would have to give up the social welfare, social justice business and flip the script and go for growth. That means go for developing water resources, go for developing mineral resources, go for developing oil. And you can see there's really those, you know, the people that are in the social justice business, they don't know how to make a living. You're being mean to even make them think about how they would do that. They're not going to go out and get dirty and actually do something.
Yeah, they have no concept of how to create a job or create jobs for other people. They really don't. They're just completely dependent on some sort of social system, the government, if you will. And the dependency is the issue, it's as opposed to independent, as most Americans are. But as long as we continue to grow this type of government like we have here in California, everybody's going to be dependent. The question is, California cannot recover from this, I do not believe. That's why New California is here. New California will have vast wealth available to it and will be able to, well, just from the get-go, the Constitution will be completely changed. It will be a completely different structure from, the legal standpoint, which will be able to provide a much different type of business environment and government environment for businesses to thrive and citizens to be liberated.
Well, that's right, Paul. In the last 2 weeks, that meteor I've talked about, that financial meteor headed for California called capital gains from Silicon Valley, really got a lot bigger in the sky. Because Silicon Valley, if you look at Facebook, Facebook's model is selling your deepest, darkest secrets to everyone. Even in testimony in front of British Parliament, Facebook can listen into your phone calls. It actually doesn't currently choose to listen to the words you say, but it listens to the environment you're in, the way you're talking. It has an algorithm that listens to the emotions that you're exhibiting, and then they tie those emotions onto what you're doing on the internet, and they know who you are. They don't need to write down the words. They're writing down the emotions and connecting the dots. When all this comes out, it's going to devastate Silicon Valley's business model, and it'll turn them into utilities. And the difference between utility stocks, which sell at sell at prices like $30 a share at seven times earnings, and Silicon Valley stocks that trade at $1,000 a share on 400 times earnings, that's the change. It's not that these companies are going to go away. They're going to change to regulated utilities, and capital gains are going to go away.
You see, this is, I think, something that's really, and again, this is fundamental to the model for New California, and a lot of people might not understand this, and this is what I've been talking about for the listeners who've been paying attention to what we're doing in New California. There's going to be a time in the near future in which the dividends and all the money that has been pouring into the coffers of California, the state coffers for taxes, is going to dry up, and it's going to dry up in a big way. And Chris uses the analogy of that big comet in the sky come crushing down on California, because that money is going to dry up, and it's getting bigger and bigger in the sky right now. And now, I want to equate this to the Facebook situation. I was really unaware of what you just said, that they are able to censure your feelings from telephone conversations. This is Facebook?
They actually have the capability to listen to the words, but they choose not to listen to the words, so they're not, surveying every word you say. What they do is they listen to the emotions, the tones, and issues like that, and those are actually more from a data point, more effective in connecting the dots of what you're going to buy, where you're going to go, and what you're going to be.
Wow. I didn't even know they could do that. But even if you have a Facebook app on your phone, they can listen in that way. Is that what you're saying?
Right. When you're turned off, they can turn it on.
Oh, boy. So that's the big ruckus, one of the big ruckus.
That's the ruckus you're about to hear.
Right.
And everybody, from what I do, Paul, I've been saying for the last year and a half.
30 seconds, Chris.
This is the last mating roar of the dinosaurs before the extinction event.
Right. Well, this is it. Yeah, I can absolutely see that now that we're putting it in that kind of a situation. We're talking to Chris Street right now about what's going to be happening in Silicon Valley, and the meteor is coming crushing down on them, the comet or meteor, whatever you want to call it, with revelations about Facebook and what they've been doing in terms of being able to listen in any conversations and how to act and behave. This is a very, very big moment, I think, in terms of, as Chris was saying, all the technology firms out there and what they can and cannot do. Will they be moved into a utility? Will they be regulated that way? And it's sort of starting to look like it. So anyway, stay with us. We're going to find out more from Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about the big meteor that's about to hit Silicon Valley and the state of California. In other words, a lot of cash flow is going to go right out the window and not find its way into the coffers of Jerry Brown's California. And we say Jerry Brown because we know that the dictator is in charge, right? Anyway, Chris, let's spell it out for everybody again so that everybody's got crystal clear understanding of what's going on with this meteor that's going to be crushing down on California.
Well, California normally states live off of economic activity, you know, sales tax, property tax, and issues like that. And you know, they have a reasonable budget to support it. California has a maximum budget to support their social welfare state, which is the biggest business in the state. And to do that, they've maximized the gas tax. I mean, they're set for a potential, you know, reversal of the gas tax. They've maximized property taxes and finally had Prop 13. They've maximized city taxes in the way of sales taxes. So what's been running California is capital gains tax. Now, capital gains tax is the tax when you sell a house, but more importantly, when you go public and sell shares in a company, say from Silicon Valley, you create a huge profit, and California taxes that at up to 13%. It's by far the highest tax rate of anybody on the planet. And unfortunately, the good news about that capital gains taxes is that they've gone from $2.7 billion in 2010 to about $18 billion this year. But in a recession, and this is why Jerry Brown worries about a recession, a moderate recession where you don't have a big decline in economy or employment, these capital gains will go from $18 billion down to about $3 or $4 billion. That means that you're going to lose about $14 billion. That's a problem when the entire payroll and benefit for the state of California is $10 billion. You're going to lose 140% of the equivalent of all your employment costs. No business could ever sustain such a revenue hit.
Is that per month, $10 billion per month?
No, that's $10 billion per
year. Okay, now let me...
I mean, it's California's big. That's almost $1 billion a month.
Okay, so let's put this out there.
That's a lot of money, though, Paul. You know, people throw billions around, but that's, you know, that's nine zeros.
Yeah, I know. Okay. And we,
ginormous.
And I know. Remember, we used to have that conversation back in the 1990s with the Orange County bankruptcy.
Right.
And we had to spell it out to people what a billion was versus a million when a trillion and so on. Anyway, but I want to try and spell this out and get this like crystal clear. So, because, you know, it takes me a while. I'm a slow learner, but then when I learn it, it's there forever. Okay, so California.
You conservatives, you care about detail.
Okay.
Silly goose.
I know. So here we have a situation in California. If, in fact, as this plays out, when the meteor strikes, which is, let's say, 3 months from now, it'll start really getting close.
Actually, what will happen is it'll take about a year, a little over a year, about 14, 15 months, but they'll know that the meteor is hitting. It just takes 15 months before you know, the short check comes.
Okay, but that's coming. They can see it coming now. They know
so
it's coming.
So fast.
All right. So now what'll happen, let's extrapolate it out. What'll happen is that basically what the law professor said from Tennessee about New California and California at some point in time, if this is not corrected in a meaningful way, which it doesn't look like it's going to be, California will face a huge cash flow problem and will not be able to pay its employees. So now all of a sudden we're talking about from paychecks to warrants and how long will warranting last because there's no money coming in.
Well, Paul, there's not that there's no money coming in. There's plenty of money coming in, but that money's coming from the federal government on other programs the state of California administers. I'm talking about the state of California's budget.
Right.
So when you talk about these, you know, chits or warrants or whatever, we're not talking about chits or warrants to suppliers. We're talking about chits and warrants to employees.
Exactly.
You know, employees
right.
have these things called making rent and car payment
right.
and eating. You know, they really do enjoy eating.
So let's see, because I was a teacher, and when I was a teacher, there were three times, as I recall, the state could not pay us, and they gave us warrants.
Right.
Okay, and it never got beyond 1 month.
Right.
But
I'm talking about, and Jerry Brown has said it's a $55 billion problem over 3 years. That's if it's only capital gains. You know, if you get a capital gains reduction, you're probably going to have a business reduction recession. So it'll be even bigger than that. But let's just say it's only capital gains, and it's only, you know, you teachers probably can, you know, we'll catch in 3 to 4 months. How's that? How's that going to work, Paul?
Well, that's not going to work at all. It wasn't working after 1 month, you know. But
the silly thing about food and your mortgage lender is very understanding, and your GM credit is very understanding. All these people are very understanding. They're okay with 3 to 4 months, right?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, they're not.
So, but the scenario that the law professor was putting out there was that there would be a time in which they were going to claw into retirement systems. They were giving, for instance, in 2021, the state legislature was trying to establish a quorum and couldn't get a quorum because they wanted the state legislature to claw in 50% more into PERS and STRS to fund various programs of the state in which they were in arrears to begin with. And that was creating chaos and havoc within the state of California itself. That's a legitimate scenario coming forward, isn't it?
Except that the reality of that the federal government doesn't let you do that. You know, a lot of those payments were coming from the federal government for, you know, that you have employees that work for organizations that are members of PERS. And California can do whatever they want with their money, but they can't do whatever they want with any money that's coming from any, you know, government agency whose employees happen to be members of PERS. So, you know, there'll be lawsuits right away, and that's really just not going to work. Also, you know, there are certain you would have a downgrade by then, and the ability of PERS and STRS to borrow money, because they do borrow money to make their monthly distributions. You know, sometimes it's low, sometimes it's high, and such like that. You know, they would be on a, you know, would be a very complicated situation. The ability just to screw over the old, you know, retirees, because who cares about them, right?
Okay, so you wouldn't see a scenario going forward where the federal government would step in and take over California. Is that what you're saying?
Now, I don't think the federal government has any interest in taking over California, because they don't want to pay for it. You know, they can always take over California. The real issue is somebody in Rhode Island, you know, a very liberal state, you know, going to bail out California, you know, the 6th, 7th largest economy in the country. It's not going to happen. What's going to happen is they're going to say, you know, screw you, fix your own stuff. And that's why you're going to then have a new California, because California, the 13 counties along the coast that have a great social justice wonderland, you know, don't really have plan B. You know, the rural counties and the more conservative counties, including Orange County, want an entirely different financial system that would be much more productive for us. And in doing so, there's going to be a deal. New California is going to bail out old California, and it's going to be just fine. And I'm going to finance it, because I've already talked to all the Wall Street banks and everybody, and they would love to see water developed in California. They would love to see oil resources developed in California. They would love to see manufacturing jobs at $26, $27 an hour and lots of overtime.
10 seconds.
So that's what's coming.
Anyway, we're talking to Chris Street right now about what's going to be happening in New California on the rise, because old California is going broke badly. New California to the rescue of old California. That's a real possibility. And the Trump administration is going to play big in that scenario. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, I'm talking with Chris Street here, and Chris is doing a lot of work understanding what is going on. He writes for Breitbart, of course. You can pick up all of his articles on Breitbart, California. And it's been interesting. Chris has been involved a little bit, a lot, with New California and the possibilities of New California and spelling out what New California financially would look like. Chris, spell out the reasons, you know, for the audience to understand why New California's financial viability is very, very strong versus that of old California.
Well, California used to be a productive environment. Their business was really being the manufacturer capital of the United States. It was a number two in oil production. And, of course, it had the largest developed water resources, you know, pretty much on the planet. And those developed water resources required investments, and people were happy to make them. But then along came this idea that if we, you know, global warming means that we don't have to invest in infrastructure because we're not going to need it, right, Paul?
Right, right.
And so when you don't invest in infrastructure, but you get the tax revenue, you get to do something with that tax revenue called spend it on your friends. And, you know, social justice warriors who run California spend it on the social justice warriors who elect California social justice warriors. Now you're in a situation where, you know, Oroville Dam all but failed. You know, 200,000 people could have been killed, maybe more. You know, 14 feet of water in areas of Sacramento. You just had a dam earlier this week called Moccasin Dam, which is part of San Francisco's Hetch Hetchy project.
Right.
It almost failed. So, you know, you're just, you know, unfortunately, the way it works in natural disasters is the tragedy that you become aware of isn't the one that killed you. The one that kills you, you aren't aware of. So there are ticking time bombs all over the state of California. New California would like to turn that around. We think if you invest in infrastructure, if you invest in oil development, if you set up rules that encourage manufacturing and activity, you're going to be a tax-generating behemoth. And more importantly, you're going to cut taxes, because the more you raise taxes, the more somebody goes and does something somewhere else. So the combination of forming a new state, you know, sweeping away all the silly issues that you know, the social justice warriors have got themselves in, and not relying on something like Silicon Valley. We're going to leave Silicon Valley to the social justice warriors. My guess is the corporations in Silicon Valley will quickly move to New California, but that's another issue. But what you're going to have here, Paul, is a crisis. You're going to have a failure of the other states to, you know, to buy out California's crisis, and then California's going to have an internal solution, and then you're going to have two states.
Now, let me ask you this. What about tax revenue coming into New California? How is that going to – what kind of plan is there for that, and how does that going to play out?
Well, California has a strong tax revenue base across the state of California. It's much different for the rural type of areas, which would be New California, because their tax base is very sort of steady eddy, whereas the tax base in I call it old California or California is highly variable according to capital gains. So the day you form New California, it's going to be a very viable state. We're going to have to develop the resources to pay for our way out of jail from old California, because somebody's going to have to bail out old California. And we're going to do that. We are enthusiastic. The money is there to build dams, to open up oil drilling and natural gas production, to bring in natural gas power plants and cut the utility costs by half. You're going to probably be paying up about a third to half the cost for your monthly utility bill in New California, because we're going to do things that make sense on an economic basis. And you know, Paul, people are going to support you. They're going to really like making more and paying less. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. Yeah. One of the things that let's talk about gas tax as an example. And what would that look like, gas taxes in New California as opposed to old California?
Well, remember, I think gas taxes in California are almost $1 a gallon. So when you look at this and you look at other states, and there are people out there paying $2.20 a gallon, $2.30 a gallon. What did you pay last week?
Oh, gosh, it was like $3.40, $3.50.
And you were selfish. You should be paying $5 according to Sacramento.
Right.
Because under the current bill, you had a 12-cent increase, but that wasn't the only increase. You had a 12-cent increase, and then you have other increases coming in the future, which at a minimum – take it up to 25 cents more per gallon, and more likely 30 to 35 cents. So you're going to be talking about paying $1.30 in taxes over maybe $2.30 a gallon. So you're paying over 50% more in gas. Isn't that eventually going to cause people to move? And that's, in fact, what's happening. The middle class is leaving California, and the welfare class is coming here.
Yeah. Well, hang on. We got one short break coming up, or one short segment coming up. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about New California, and we're going to get his contact information on the other side of the commercial. But, you know, it's clear that New California and the rise of New California is going to be preeminent in the next 6 to 18 months, I would say, and California's demise, the comet, if you will, as Chris Street has been calling it, is going to be striking Silicon Valley. And listen, Jerry Brown and his ilk already know that. I guess the question is, will they hand over the gubernatorial race to a Republican and let the Republican take the fall? Just some of my thinking, anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street. And Chris, your contact information so people can get a hold of you.
I'm Breitbart, California, every day. I usually have two articles up. My latest articles are Orange County supervisors rescind plan to put homeless in tent cities by city parks, and Facebook scandal accelerates California's privacy ballot initiative.
So what? Quickly, the privacy ballot initiative, what's up with that?
It's an amazing issue. A guy named Alistair McTaggart is a real estate developer in San Francisco. He put up $1.4 million for a ballot initiative for privacy. He didn't want to be in politics, doesn't want to run for office, but he has small children. He was afraid that, you know, that the government, that Facebook was surveilling his children. He started this, and all of a sudden, you know, Facebook was exposed. It's going, it's absolutely booming.
Okay.
It's called the California Consumer Privacy Act ballot initiative.
Is that up on your Breitbart right now?
It is.
All right, we'll call
him up. You know, get involved, give some money, you know, raise some signatures. Wouldn't it be great to put, you know, the social justice warriors in the trash can?
Yep, Chris. Thank you very much for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio. Awesome. Okay, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks a lot for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.